A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Special thanks to our host, Yom Yisrael of Cherry Hill. Today's daf, Shabbos Chof Zayin 27a, actually B is what we're going to do, but I'd like to start first from a short piece on the facing page, so that I'll ask you to join on Chof Vav Amad Beis 26b, pagination 52. The discussion here for a few pages is regarding the special classification of pishtan linen and, in a certain way, tsemer wool as well. As we know, these two materials are very significant. They are most well known to people regarding the mitzvah of shatnez, that you're not allowed to mix wool and linen. But in many areas, these two fabrics, materials, are considered unique, over and above all other fabrics. Let's take a look over here, page 52, Chof Vav Amud Beis, at the fourth line. Tani Devei Rabbi Yishmael, they learnt in the Beis Medrash of Rabbi Yishmael, Ho v'nemru begodim betorah stam, it says garments simply in the Torah. The word beged, garment. And it doesn't say what the garment is made out of. Uporat l'cho akosav be'echad mehem. And in one case, it's defined what a garment is. Tzemer upishtim, wool and linen. Ma lahalon tzemer upishtim, just like over there, it explained to you what it means when it says garment. Avkol tzemer upishtim. From then on, whenever it says garment, it means tzemer upishtim, wool and linen, and it's limited to wool and linen. That's the opinion of Devei Rabbi Yishmael. So, for example, by shatnez, it's obvious, it says tzemer upishtim yachdav, wool and linen together. But what about something like tzitzis? It says that you should put tzitzis, fringes, al kanfei vigdeichem, on the corners of your garments. And it doesn't tell you what type of garments it's referring to. So Devei Rabbi Yishmael would tell you that it's limited to tzemer upishtim. The mitzvah of tzitzis is limited to a garment made of wool or of linen. And in fact, in halacha, the Mechaber paskins like that. The Mechaber is Simen Tes, chapter 9 of Shulchan Aruch, writes that if you want to be chayiv in tzitzis, midoraisa, you have to make a garment of wool or linen in order to bring yourself into that obligation. Let me back up for a second. They used to wear garments of four corners and they would put on fringes. Nowadays, we don't wear garments of four corners, so we purposely make tzitzis. And the Mechaber is saying that if you want to be obligated midoraisa from the Torah, you have to do it according to these parameters, wool and linen, and you should do wool tzitzis. The Rama argues, and the Rama says that we don't paskin like this, Devei Rabbi Yishmael, regarding tzitzis. You could have tzitzis out of any fabric, and you'll be chayiv in tzitzis, and you could do the mitzvah, and it doesn't have to be limited to the wool. The Mishnah Brura does write, Avo yirei shamayim, but a person who fears heaven, meaning he's dedicated, yaseh mitzemer, he should purposely make it out of wool. And that's the classic question that you have, this interesting standard among Jews. Some people will do cotton tzitzis, and that's acceptable. That follows the Rama's opinion that all garments will be obligated and you're getting the mitzvah. The Mishnah Berurah says you should follow the more strict opinion that preferably, if a person's willing to be dedicated about it, to get wool tzitzis. And it's considered a significant breakthrough. People complain during the summer that the wool is too hot for them, they like the cotton, etc., back and forth. There is halacha, and it's acceptable, but it is clearly considered a endorsable upgrade to be careful to have wool tzitzis. Let's continue with a Mishnah on today's daf, Chof Zayin Amud Beis 27b, pagination page 54. towards the bottom of the page, it must be like 8 lines up, you'll see Masnisa in the beginning of the next Mishnah. And over here also, we have a distinction regarding Pishtan flax, linen, which sets it apart from other fabrics. Says the Mishnah, Kala yotze min ha'etz, anything that comes out of a tree, ein madlikim bo ela pishtan. You can't use it to light the Shabbos candles, except for pishtan. Pishtan is unique. You're taking something which is called an eitz, as the Gemara will explain. The pishtan itself is called tree, and you're using what's called tree for your lighting. And that, the Mishnah says, works only by pishtan, by a regular tree. Taking a part of the tree itself would not work. V'chala yotze min ha'etz, and similarly, anything that comes from tree, ein metame tumas ohalim, Rashi explains, the fabric that you make a tent out of would not become tame in and of itself. It would only create tuma from the dead body to the other things underneath the tent, tumas ohel, that it's covering both things at the same time, but the fabric itself of the tent would not become tamei, ela pishtan, except for flax. Again, something unique about flax. Minolan de pishtan ikri eitz. How do you know, the Gemara asks, that pishtan, flax, is considered a tree, so that you're discussing that it is unique, that even though it's called a tree, you're still allowed to make wicks out of it. Amar mazurta damakrovi hi ha'elosam ha'gogo v'titmenem v'pishtei ho'eitz. In the beginning of the book of Yehoshua, when they were dealing with the two spies that went in to check out Jericho, so when word got out to the king that there were spies in town, so their hostess had to hide them. So she hid them, and the wording over there of the Navi is Bepishtei Ha'etz, in flax that's considered a tree. And therefore, we know that this principle applies uniquely to Pishtan. Nevertheless, it can be used for a filament for your Shabbos candles. Now, there's an amazing Rashi over here. Last two lines of Rashi, inner commentary. I'm sorry, let's try that again. Four lines up in Rashi, inner commentary. Rashi says that the ein madlikin bo, the concern here of using something from a tree, and the one exception is pishtan, even though it's called tree, you're still allowed to use it. So Rashi gives an example of tzemer gefen, of cotton. That cotton is from the tree, presumably, as opposed to something like we mentioned, an olive, where you squeeze the olive and the droplets become your fuel, or some sort of wick. Also, how are you arriving at the wick? So Tzemer Gefen, Rashi mentions, cotton doesn't work. Tosfos, as you can well imagine, objects very strongly, and this is how it's brought in Shulchan Aruch. You could see the Tosfos at the bottom of the page where the lines get very wide. At the end of a line, kol, hayotze min ha'etz ein madlikim, pirish bekuntris, Rashi says, kigon bekanvus v'tzemer gefen, cotton, is one of the things that you wouldn't be able to do. And we need to understand this Rashi, it's for a different time, but Tosfos objects, and this is how it's brought lahalacha, ve'ein nira l'Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says that doesn't work. De'im ken ya'yosad lahadlik bo, you wouldn't be allowed to use cotton. U'ma'asim b'chol yom, shemadlikim etzemer gefen. Tosfos' time, it was common to use cotton, and presumably in Rashi's time as well, so we need to know what Rashi meant. But Tosfos says, ve'gam tov ma'od l'psila, and it's very good as a wick. It's endorsable. For Omar Rabbeinu Tam, And the Ri explained, Vaday muta lahadlik bekanvas v'tzemer gefen, you're certainly allowed to use it. De'enam yotzim min ha'etz. He says, when the Mishnah talks about something that comes from the tree, this is not coming from the tree, ela zerahu. It's a seed of the tree. It's a product of the tree, and therefore it is permitted. Again, a big focus on the significance and uniqueness of Pishtan linen regarding, obviously, shatnez, regarding tzitzis, and regarding using it as a wick, if you chose to do so, for Shabbos lights. Yeshikorach for joining. Thank you. Kol tov. Have a great day.